grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to do a little checkup on your prayer life, okay? It's important not only for us to pray often and correctly, but our Lord looks forward to hearing your prayers and have a conversation with Him. Many people wish that they were better at praying. You try, but oftentimes maybe you get distracted and your mind always comes up with other important things to do. I know mine does. But why is this? Well, prayer is more than just a wish. It's the voice of faith, and it's a way of life. It's directed to God, and prayer shouldn't be just some troublesome or fretful act we do. We must learn to shut out the other distractions that come from, you know who, Satan. He wants to break your companionship with the Lord and Master of your life, you know, so that you'll become ineffective and in much of what you do and you say, and then you wind up being imprisoned in the pits of hell. Life is busy for us. We have a lot going on. But still, we generally find time to do those things that we really want to do, don't we? We do. Prayer. Prayer is for every moment of our lives. This is why the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, it says. That means to pray all the time, all day long. It's an attitude. It's an acknowledgement that God knows our thoughts and He sees our deeds, but do we actually ever share our hearts with Him? You know, laying yourself bare before the Lord, plain, humbly, as without anything of your own, only that which comes from Him, we go to the Lord then in prayer. That's an important aspect of prayer. Lay it out completely. The truth. Because you know what the truth is. We all do know the truth and we seldom speak it. Well, one of the best ways that we can do to prepare ourselves for prayer is to read the Word of God. When there also, we must not allow distractions to discourage us. Because, you know, talking with Him who made you, Him who gave you absolutely everything that you have and everything that you see around you, and it's Him who has promised you salvation, forgiveness, and life, He wants to hear from you a lot. And when we keep our eyes fixed on God's promises, we're encouraged then. And this can only be done by listening to the Word of God. The Lord has spoken to us on every subject that would ever possibly confront you. Absolutely anything that would befall you, joyful or hatred, shame, anything. God's Word speaks about it. How wonderful it is to make the Bible central in your life, not just to know it, but to obey. You see, we cannot afford to be too busy to pray. In the Bible, God speaks to us. In prayer, we speak to God. Both are essential. Most Bibles, though, unfortunately, remain unopened and unread, and then we panic when our lives begin to falter. So let's take a look at the psalm that we read tonight together, shall we? Every verse of it can pertain to your prayer life with God. One verse says, "Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my plea come before you. Deliver me according to your word." The psalmist called upon God to hear his supplications, his requests, and to deliver him from all evil. That's what you want too, I'm sure, isn't it? Don't we seek God's deliverance from all the garbage and stench of what happens to come upon us? Often it comes without warning, and often it actually is a result of our own doing, and we want to get out from under it. It's often only after there's a break in the dam and the water is flooding our own little happy lot in life that we then seek out the Lord's abundant grace, mercy, and peace. The psalmist said, "My lips will pour forth praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue will sing of your word, for all your commandments are right." The writer of this psalmist seemed to ask God to enable him to live, since he's delighted in the law of God. Nothing wrong with being delighted with God's law. And that's the psalmist way back then, okay? That's what they believed. They believed that the law was good. It's great. There's nothing wrong with it. That's not something coming from any of us these days, is it? Mankind today tries and tries to distance ourselves from the law of God because we can't ever manage to live a damn bit of it, can we? Not one of the commandments can we obey. And that makes us ashamed and afraid, and it scares us. Because we know what happens to him who disobeys God and his law and doesn't believe that Jesus has died for your sins and you are forgiven all your trespasses. The psalmist then pleads with God. He says, "Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live and praise you, and let your rules help me." It's really important that we remember that when we do pray, we pray with the gospel in our minds. That we are praying about something that really happened to free us from our sinful condition and disobedience. We pray knowing that by Christ's atonement upon the cross, a reality of itself, in that while we were still sinners, God sent his Son to die for us and free us from the tyranny and being bound as slaves ourselves. That since the very beginning of time, God the Almighty Father has cared for you, his greatest creation. And even though we sin, he still takes care of us each and every day. That by the God-breathed word we have before us, we have his true, righteous, and holy voice speaking to us. That's how we hear him. And we do this through his Son, Jesus Christ. Then we are assured of salvation, that is, heaven. That's what salvation means. It means heaven. It's for you, just as the psalmist knew salvation was for him as well. All of this has an impact on our prayers. Our prayer is our lifeline to God. It connects us spiritually to him. It completely amazes me to think that our God, who is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, wants to spend any time at all with us. We're absolutely nothing compared to him, and yet we're the number one thing on his mind every second of every day. Praise the Lord. By the way, that last paragraph is a quote from the late, great Billy Graham. folks, praying daily must be a top priority in our walk with the Lord. Ceasing to pray is like ceasing to drink water. Both are a life source. If you aren't praying daily, I encourage you to start. And if you do pray daily, I encourage you to keep at it. Prayer is powerful and can change anything according to the will of the Father. Just as the Bible is important for teaching us about who Jesus is, what he has done for us, and who we are in him, so also is prayer a key part of building a deeper and abiding relationship with God. I've got one last thing. The how. How are we to pray? If you were to Google it or read books about it, there's a gazillion suggestions on how to pray, what to include in a prayer, how to begin a prayer, how to end a prayer. In what order do you put your supplications? You make the good ones first and the bad ones last. There's a lot of ways that you could pray. But how should you pray? The good Martin Luther of the Reformation is said to say, the easiest way to pray is by saying what our Lord has taught us all to pray. Matter of fact, I invite you to join me right now. Okay? Let's pray. As the Lord has taught us, as we are forgiven and redeemed children of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Look at there, you participated in a sermon. Thanks be to God. Let us gather our offerings in time.